Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for December 2025. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and Palmata Day. NZART's centennial year kicks off next month. Activities have been planned for next year's centennial kickoff with a centenary QSO challenge and portable day on January 1, 2026. All information regarding these events can be found at nzart.org.nz/centenary. I would like to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and a safe New Year. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
And thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. It's early notice tonight of the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Branch 53's Market Day, being held on Saturday, March the 7th in 2026 at the Paengaroa Community Hall, 4 Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. Now the venue opens for vendors at 6:30 a.m. with a sale time for buyers of 10 a.m. Table costs, pre-sale, a table is $20 and on the day, $25. For further information and table bookings, contact Sid Rowe, ZL1LWR. You can phone Sid 07-533-1029 or mobile 027-248-8664 or drop him an email, sidrowe@extra.co.nz, sidrowe@extra.co.nz. That's the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club's Market Day, Saturday, the 7th of March 2026, at the Paengaroa Community Hall. It's time now to head to Upper Hutt and join NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Tēnā tātou katoa. Greetings to everyone. I've just received an important announcement from Radio Spectrum Management. Over the summer holiday period, Radio Spectrum Management Investigations, or RSM, is running an online consumer awareness campaign. This campaign is aimed at warning consumers about radio devices that are classified as prohibited in New Zealand. These are typically low-cost two-way radios that can be programmed to operate on police and fire and emergency New Zealand frequencies, and they have the potential to cause harmful interference to critical radio communication services. RSM has shared information on its Facebook page, including a link outlining a prohibited equipment in New Zealand. They would appreciate your help in sharing this information with your contacts to extend its reach to those who most need to see it. If possible, RSM would also welcome feedback on where the message has been shared and any responses received. Please forward this information to info@rsm.govt.nz. Now another important announcement from the NZART examinations. One of the major projects agreed by Council for this year was a comprehensive revamp of the NZART examination question bank. Those involved in delivering ham crams will be aware that many questions were nearly 20 years old and in need of updating. Council agreed that a full review was necessary and work has been underway throughout the year. This project has included, number one, development of a formal examination procedure. Number two, a full update of the examination question bank, including testing and approval to HARAC and RSM standards. Number three, an updated study guide reflecting the revised question bank. Number four, an update to the examination software. And number 5, development of a ham cram guide. Items 1 to 4 have now been completed and will go live as planned on 1 January 2026. As a result, any clubs holding pre-printed examinations dated prior to 1 January 2026 must destroy them. Examination supervisors must ensure that all exams conducted after 1 January 2026 use the updated examination software. Candidates should now be studying from the new study guide, unless they intend to sit the examination before the end of this year. The ham cram guide is the only remaining item and will be developed to assist branches, particularly those that have not yet run ham crams, to do so in the future. All new documentation and resources are available on the NZART website. Council would like to sincerely thank the many contributors who have worked on this project throughout this year. Final reminders for 2025. NZART subscriptions are due by the 31st of December this year. Any remits must also reach HQ by the 31st of December. While HQ will be closed from the 23rd of December to 12th of January, emails will be monitored so receipt of remits can be confirmed. May God bless and keep you safe over the holiday season. I look forward to speaking with you all again in 2026. Meri kirihimiti, na mihi o te tauho, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Back to you, Jim.
Season's greetings, and thank you, Debbie, NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Joining us tonight with news from the NZYL Group, it's welcome to Topsy Scott, ZL2LS.
Thanks, Jim. Greetings, everyone. This year, we have managed to get our YL net up and running again. Numbers haven't been as good as the interest was. However, we are aware that people do have radio and repeater issues and are not always able to come up on the net. The weekly YL net is now having a break. The next net will be the first week in February. But if you want to come up and still have a chat on Monday nights, please do so. Our thanks go to Nairi, ZL2UJT, who religiously runs the net each week, and for Val, ZL2FO, for filling in when needed. Thanks also to Nairi for all the work she does with the break-in page for us. Also, thanks to everyone for sending in articles for break-in and the bulletin. Both Nairi and I appreciate these very much. Please keep sending them in. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and best wishes for the coming year. If you're travelling anywhere, please go safe and enjoy your Christmas break. 33s, and back to you, Jim.
Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, reporting for the NZYL Group. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story takes us to Japan, where researchers studying the ionosphere have discovered that the cooling of temperatures up there may cause major shifts in our ability to communicate by radio. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, brings us up to date.
The continued cooling of the ionosphere 100 kilometres above sea level may someday disrupt and reshape shortwave communications. According to scientists at Kyushu University in Japan, the drop in ionospheric temperatures is a result of rising CO2 levels, the same phenomenon identified as the source of global warming down here on Earth. The researchers' study, published in Geophysical Research Letters, found that the cooling ionosphere lowers air density and speeds up wind circulation, two factors that have an impact on satellite orbits and space debris. In addition, the ability to communicate by radio also changes as a result of small-scale plasma irregularities, shortwave radio, radio broadcasting, air traffic control and maritime communication could all experience a variety of major changes, the scientists said. The study leader, Wei-Xing Liu of Kyushu's Faculty of Science, told the Physics World website, quote, "This may be good news for ham radio operators, as you will likely receive more signals from faraway countries more often. For radio communications, however, especially at HF and VHF frequencies employed for aviation, ships and rescue operations, it means more noise and frequent disruption in communication and hence safety. End quote. She said that in the long term, the telecommunications industry may need to respond to these changes by either adjusting their frequencies or changing the design of their equipment. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its materials even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Looking to the 1st of January 2026, and it's the NZART Centenary 100 QSO Challenge. You are invited to kick off NZART Centenary Year in style with a fun on-air event. Can you make 100 contacts in 24 hours? See the details on the NZART webpage at nzart.org.nz/centenary. The 1st of January 2026 brings us also the Centenary Portable Activity Day. Over previous New Year's days, various on-the-air operators have commemorated the start of the year by supporting the NZART Portable Activity Day. For this NZART Centenary Year, branches and individual operators are urged to establish a portable station and expose the public to our enduring hobby. Perhaps involve the whole family with a New Year's picnic or barbecue. Get out and celebrate the new year and the new radio century. Then there's the ZM prefix. The Radio Operator Certificate and Callsign Rules, PIB 46 document, permits amateur and club stations to use ZM rather than ZL as a prefix during commemorative events. NZART members are encouraged to use the ZM prefix during the 2026 year as a celebration of our centenary. Turning to the Jock White Memorial Field Day, this annual contest is named after Jock White ZL2GX, NZART's contest and awards manager for over 40 years. This contest is primarily to test branch organisation and to weld a team of workers together. Your team can aim to be as competitive or as social as you like. There is work for all, spouses, partners, prospective radio amateurs and club members. The 2026 Jock White Memorial Field Day Contest is being held on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 1st of March. See the full details on the NZART webpage, www.nzart.org.nz/activities/contests. Down to Christchurch we go now to update on the activities of NZART branches with Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Wellington Branch 50 has a branch picnic on Thursday, the 1st of January, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be held at Willowbank Park in Tawa, as in previous years. The branch will be activating the club callsign ZL2WB for the NZART Activity Day on the HF bands, as well as 2 metres and 70 centimetres. Nelson Amateur Radio Club, Branch 26 NZART, has its annual barbecue on Sunday the 18th of January at Rabbit Island. Events start at 10:30 a.m. and lunch will be ready about 12:30. You should bring a salad or dessert to share, something to eat with, and something to sit on. There will also be a fox hunt. Listen on the 7025 repeater for details and assistance. And if the weather is wet, a cancellation will be made on the 7025 2-meter repeater at 9 a.m. Marlborough Branch 22 NZART has its New Year barbecue at the Onomalutu Domain on Sunday the 11th of January. The event starts at 11 a.m, but you can overnight in tents or camper vans. Lunch will be served around 12 noon. Bring a dessert or salad and something to eat with. The club will supply the barbecue, meat, and so on. RSVP to carol.grant@gmail.com before the 7th of January so that the club knows how much meat to order. Christchurch Branch 05 NZART has a Boxing Day barbecue on Friday the 26th at the club rooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. There is also a Christchurch Homebrew Kits and Things meeting on Monday the 29th of December. Now to Otago Branch 30, where the first meeting of the year will be on Wednesday the 21st of January at the club rooms at 109 McAndrew Road in South Dunedin, starting from 7:30pm. Charlie Brensel, ZL4CB, and others will give a talk on building a solar-powered house. And on the 28th of January, there will be a fox hunt, but it will be a very low-power one and close by, so you'll be able to walk. Well, that's all from me for this month and for 2025. Have a great Christmas and start to the new year. And Merry Christmas to you, Jim.
Season's greetings and thank you, Stephen. Reporting from Christchurch, Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. Well, that is the broadcast for tonight and indeed for this year. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 22nd of February 2026. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for December 2025. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.